I mentioned, and I just want to clarify this halacha about talking between the person's washing and the meal. What are the halachas of the person's talks? Is he allowed to talk? What happens if he talks between the washing and the meal? So now the halacha is a person washes his hands should be tahara, it should have taras yadayim, and throughout the meal, he has to keep his hands in that state. The person actually would do something which would remove the taras yadayim during the meal. He has to wash his hands again. But there's an assumption during the meal, since he's planning to eat, he's aware of the fact that his hands have tahara. He keeps in the back of his mind an awareness that his hands should not be doing anything improper, and therefore becoming tameya and starting requiring a need to wash a second time. The question is, from the time the person washes until the person starts the meal, he's not actually involved in eating, and maybe he's going to forget. So we have a concern of hesach hadas. If a person will get involved in something else, since he's not actually involved in eating, if we would allow him to wash and then get involved in some other activity, he might forget about washing, keeping an eye on his hands, having this thought process of being aware of what's going on with his hands, and he might make his hands tameya. We need to require a new natila, thereby negating the original natila of bracha levatola, etc. So that's clear that between the washing and the meal, a person cannot be involved in something which would create a hesach hadas, something which would create a distraction, and therefore he's not going to focus on his yadayim. During the meal, in general, we're not worried about that problem, because during the meal, a person actually focuses on eating. The actual act of eating, etc., keeps his awareness on his hands. Between the washing and the meal, if I allow you to wash your hands and then they have a 15-minute conversation with somebody, you know, who knows what you're not really focusing on the meal anymore. You're having this great conversation. You're going to get involved in that. You're not going to have taras. You're going to lose your taras yadayim, and you'd have to wash a second time. So there's no question that between washing and the meal, you cannot get involved in hesach hadas. So the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch says in Simakum Samavav, that's the only issue. The issue is hesach hadas. Don't get involved in something else. But to say few words is not a problem, because that's not a hesach hadas. The issue is sikha mu'atis is not a problem. The problem is hesach hadas. The second opinion says, well, you know, from sikha mu'atis to sikha meruba is not such a big gap. You know, a person's going to start talking, you get involved, you say a few words, you're going to get involved in something else, and next thing you know, you're back to square one. So, even sikha mu'atis is not permitted. So Shulchan Aruch brings both opinions, and then he says, it's appropriate to be careful. It's good to be careful, which means he's not passing that meeker, then a person cannot talk during that point in time. He's saying it's appropriate not to talk. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, if a person did talk, it's not considered a hesach hadas, and a person does not need to wash again. If a person is aware that they were not, if they can say that they were aware of their hands, keeping an eye on their hands and not doing anything else, they didn't really get involved in any real conversation, there's no need to wash again. Now, there is an opinion which says a person should wash again, but there's no question, any way, shape, or form, the person does not make another bracha. Because the mikra din, that the person does not need to wash again, a person will make another bracha, it's a bracha levatola. That's number one. Okay, now the second opinion, which says that you should not get involved in talking, says, you know what, not even besides even talking, let's not get involved in any type of interruption at all, even just sitting there waiting. Unless it's for Tzarech HaSuda, a person should not be waiting. The person is eating it by himself, he's not getting involved in it, he's not doing anything else. He says, you know what, he's going to wash. He's planning to move, go from the kitchen where he washed to the dining room. So he says, you know what, let's make the salad now. Let's do something else. I'm not talking, I'm just making the salad. No, don't make the salad now either. Go straight from washing directly to eating. And come back and make your salad afterwards. It's a Shabbos Suda, you know, they have all the plates are ready to go. We just need to put them out to the table. So while we're waiting, let's start bringing out the plates with the food. No, not now. Once you wash, you should go straight from washing to eating. If you're waiting for other people because everybody has to wash, that's considered tzarech asuda. So by asuda gedolah lalach, it's better not to wait. We don't wait for the gadol in that situation because it's being too much of a hefsek. By a suda katana, a regular meal, the fact you're waiting for a few people, that's not considered a hefsek. Preferably, the time lapse should be a very minimal time lapse, less than 10 seconds. We prefer that the person should be involved in a less than 10 second gap between the time you're washing and the time that you finish drying your hands and you say, Hamoitzi. That's the preferred, it's the Shir of Chof Beis Zama, which is about 10 seconds. time it takes to walk 22 hours. Why 22 hours is not a conversation for now. Preferably, the person should make a very quick, very little interruption. Let's say a person is washing in one room. He's going down the hallway to another room to eat. So over here, you're washing in the dining room. You're eating in the Belanovsky base matters. So it's a gap. So preferably over there, actually, a person should delay his drying his hands, take the paper towels with him, and delay the drying, so between the time he finishes the drying his hands and he makes the avoitzi, there would be a very short time lapse in between the two. It's more than chafei zamba, by the way, from the dining room to there. Okay, so an example that when a person goes to chas, the person goes to chas the hall, but the place where he washes until he gets to where his seat can be quite a distance. So Rav Scheinberg says, that example gives an example of a situation, the person should be drying his hands as he's walking along, so by the time he finishes drying, so he says, I might see, will be a very minimal time lapse. If a person, now let's say a person needs to speak to Tzara Chasuda, that's clearly mutter, that's not considered, that would not be something which would take your mind off of the meal. So the Tzara Chasuda, a person says, we need salt on the table, a person says, you know, we have to make sure that this person get a portion, anything which would be considered Tzara Chasuda would not be considered a hefsik in that situation. Interesting minhag some people have it they wash before the kutz, that they want to minimize this gap between the washing and the moitzi. If you have a significant amount of people there by the meal Shabbos, they're going to wash before Kiddush. The Rambam brings this minhag. He says actually not that even the Mekadesh himself would wash before Kiddush. So right after Kiddush, immediately after Kiddush, they would say HaMoitzi. Because this way you go straight from Kiddush to Kiddush HaMokom Suda, having the Moitzi right away. So washing before Kiddush, saying Kiddush in between is Tzarcha Suda, that's not a problem. What about drinking? I understand making Kiddush. So the person who says Kiddush has to drink. Not only does the person who says Kiddush allowed to drink, but even other people allowed to drink as well. Because since preferably every person should drink from the Kiddush as well, so therefore everybody is allowed to drink. Even they said it until Zadayim. They're sitting there quietly. The person says Kiddush. Everybody will drink without talking, and then the Bekadosh will say Amoitzi, and that's not considered a hefsik. That's actually the minhag. That's by the Yekas. That's actually the minhag lachatchila. Everybody washes before Kiddush in order to minimize the hefsik between the Kiddush and Hamoitzi, because there's a lach of Kiddush Makom Suda requires not only Bamakom Suda, but Bishas Suda as well. Have a good morning.